Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for being a friend who travels down the road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say I
hello.
Hope it always will stay this way.
Hello.
Thank you for being a friend.
It will go down.
Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yeah, for real. Hold on.
If it's a car you lack, I'd surely buy you a Cadillac. Whatever you need, any time of the day or night. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow? And when we both get older, with walking canes and hair of gray, we'll have no fear, even though it's hard to hear. I will stand you close and say thank you for being a friend.
I want to thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
I want to thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
I want to thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to our listening audience. This is our very first radio show airing for Clapham Talk from Blog Talk Radio. We've had a few false starts, a couple of technical difficulties and some cancellations, but here we are, finally up and rolling. We'll be doing this show once a month and hopefully weekly, as our PR budget allows in the near future. We want to thank you for being a friend. If you went to Clapham, you're old enough to remember that song and the television show, The Golden Girls. So tonight we have a very special guest on the show who is rightfully and righteously our first guest, with what we hope will be many wonderful guests in the near future. Just a couple of housekeeping chores. This is being recorded, so please be mindful of that and please press 1 on your dial pad if you want to ask any questions or comment during the show over the next half hour. We want to spend about the next 25 minutes and 11 seconds of what we have of your time talking about Clapham School, its history, and the current renovation efforts that are going on, ongoing. We know that many of you listening in have heard this before, but as a long-standing belief in the communications business is that you tell people, you tell them again, and then you tell them what you already told them. And sooner or later, deaf ears turn into listening. Repetition is key because we have no idea how many times someone will say something and the very people in the same room will tell us they didn't hear what we said. Given that, we're going to jump right into this show by bringing in Reverend Richard Jesse, Executive Director of Restoration for Historic Claflin. And he'll be talking about us on the background on the school, giving us some of the school's history, what has happened over the past years, and exactly how this project got started in the first place. And the next small music spot you hear will be soon replaced with what we hope will be many sponsors and advertisers for this show. But let's break away for a moment, take a breath before we bring in Mr. Jesse to talk about Claflin, its history, the renovation project, and what we have to look forward to in the future as we progress into the grand opening later for September 2018. We want to also let you know that you can go to the website at www.friendsofclaflin.com to donate to our crowdfunding campaign on Indiegogo Generosity. And if you prefer to donate in person, walk right on in to Citizens Trust Bank on Macon Road in Columbus, Georgia. We'll repeat this before the show ends, but you can also contact us at friendsofclaflin@gmail.com or call us at 706-405-4551 for more information. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Thanks for joining us.
May your holy word. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go alone. I'll never go on my own. Just that your spirit guide and that your word abide.
Hi, I want to welcome you back to our radio show tonight. We have Mr. Jesse putting on the next line, and we're going to pull him in just a moment. Just wanted to let you know Historic Claflin This latest is the Citywide Community Cultural Center and is on track for a grand opening in September 2018. Race and Segregation in South, Clapton was first built under the auspices of the Civil Rights Bill in 1868 in order to educate the children of newly freed slaves. In order to preserve and protect the legacy of African Americans and the City of Columbus, we are working to restore the school and make sure it serves the purpose of Columbus's original founders and center for education and for the preservation of families and communities in Muskogee County and surrounding areas. Mr. Jesse, hey.
Hello. Hello.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. We just want to thank God for this opportunity to share on this Good Friday weekend. And we wish everybody a wonderful, beautiful resurrection weekend and hope that this weekend will be something special for all of us as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's a great thing to be launching this radio program. As we think about the rich history of Claflin School, and I want to say to your listening audience, there is nothing like Claflin in this region. When you look at how it was started and the impact that it had on so many folks' lives during 150 years ago, we did have been against the law to educate blacks, African Americans, slaves during that time, and all of a sudden we had a school that was here in Columbus, Georgia, and at that point was able to survive the attacks on Reconstruction, and you just talked about it beginning in 1868, and 18, Babylon became a public school, and William H. Spencer became its first principal as a public school. And many folk in this area might recognize some of the names of some of the principals who have served at Claflin down through those decades. And I just wanted to mention a couple of them because we do have some schools that are named for some of the principals of Claflin. In 1921, Shadrach R. Marshall from Tarbiton, a graduate of Tuskegee, became the principal of the new school that was built that year. And at that time, we still had the original building there. And J.D. Davis, Principal Claflin, was the first school in Muskogee County that had two principals at the same time. Then in 1948, we built the two-story building that's still standing. And Mr. Samuel P. Charleston was that principal. And I think many people remember Mr. Carson as one of the principals at Pop School also. 1958, the original building was set on fire mysteriously. I never found out who did it. And the school board decided that it was too costly to restore that building, so they demolished that building. And the two buildings that stand now are what became Claflin School. One of the important landmarks of Claflin in 1960, I read out we had gone through what we call the Civil Rights Movement. Claflin desegregated faculty. And over the next years, we saw all of Muskogee County being desegregated. And then in 1972, Claflin ended its public school service. And, from that time on, it's been used for many different activities, training programs. And then in 2005, it finally closed. So that's a little bit of the history of the school. And I hope that we have some Claflin alumni on the line, and hope that some of those things that we just mentioned might have sparked some memories, because all of us who went to Claflin have some rich memories of that experience. And I'm one, did all of my elementary school training at Claflin School. And it was great to have had that experience.
So did I. I left there actually in 1970 and went to junior high school in Columbus. It was called junior high school at the time. I guess it changed to middle school. So tell us about some of the reasons why, how did this project get started? What happened that sparked this project to get started? And tell us about some of the things that have happened already and some of the things that are coming up in the future.
Well, Claflin actually closed in 2005-2006, and has slowly deteriorated. I mean, the school is in ruins now. The school board 3 years ago turned Claflin over to the city of Columbus, and that's a process for lifting the restrictions that that protected the school. And the school system, after they had turned it over to the city had put out a request for a proposal so that anybody who could come up with a plan to restore the school and to preserve it gave them a year. And 2 years ago in April, the city had a hearing on Claflin and were about to turn the school back to the federal government, who could have lifted those deed restrictions that said that Claflin has to be used for educational purposes. Fortunately, a group of us were there at that meeting. We asked the city to give us 6 months to develop a proposal for restoration plan for sustaining Claflin. And this in April 2014, by November 26, 2014, we turned in a request for proposal to the city on time, and it took 3 months for them to make us an offer, give us time to restore the building and to implement programs that we had outlined as part of our plan. So for the last year and a half, a little bit more, we have been working to position ourselves, but we could restore the schools, raise the schools in that time. We had Claflin listed on the state and national historic register. In December of 2015, Claflin was named one of the top 10 important places in peril in the state of Georgia, 2016. So we have been working, and we have a wonderful plan. I want to thank God first for leading us to this point. And I want to thank all the people who have worked with Claflin, our first responders, those who came and met for over a year to just help us do things that needed to be done. And then others who have joined this movement, and we have started a movement around Claflin School. We're excited about what we see as far as future and how Claflin will play a part in turning around a lot of negative situations and helping us to see a brighter future. I want to thank all of those who have partnered with us. And we have a number of organizations who have partnered with us over the last year and a half. I want to thank our architect, 2WR, Sam Hunter, his team, and we're grateful that last month we started the process of trying to find a construction manager, a company that could handle the restoration of Claflin. And after interviewing a couple of big name companies, we chose Bassett Cook Company out of West Point, Georgia, a part of an international construction company, which is one of the top six construction companies in the world. So we're excited about Bassett Cook joining our team of workers, becoming a partner with us, and we are on our way to turning Claflin into a holistic educational complex. And we just have a wonderful vision of what Claflin is going to be and what it's going to do in the very near future.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little more about that vision? What does it look like when the opening happens in September 2018? What does Claflin look like in this vision?
Well, after we have done our public relations campaign, and we want to lift up Reach for Claflin, we have a campaign that REACH stands for Restore, Educate, Advance Community History. And during the process of us restoring that great facility, we're going to be making some moves to restore our social order, to do some things that will help to build families and help to do what needs to be done, that when we look forward 40 years after Claflin, we are hoping and expecting to see some of the gaps closing as far as important issues. But on September 25th, 2018, we plan to have grand opening of Claflin mm-hmm. School in there. God willing, we have these are tentative plans. We have some potential tenants already, and our main potential tenant would be Head Start. I just want you to just think, and the audience to think about what could happen if families of Head Start, who are lower income families, could have a institution and a movement working with them to help move them out of poverty. And we do have a poverty alleviation plan. So just imagine working with these kids, these children, go to Head Start. They have a pre-Head Start starting at 6 weeks old. And we're going to be doing things that will help in employment and in training, life skill training. At Claflin, also, we're having a number of adult education-type programs, pre-parental, adult education. We're going to be looking forward to having a state-of-the-art computer lab and have a number of programs in that lab that would benefit the community. We are excited about the possibilities, and much of what can go into Claflin is still open. So we want people to put on their creative thinking hats, their critical thinking hats, and think about how Claflin could impact our society, impact Columbus, help bring Columbus closer together, bring about a sense of unity like that we've been striving for decades. But Claflin can help Columbus become one Columbus.
So tell us, we got about 6 minutes and 45 seconds left in the show. Can you tell us exactly how this came, and how did this really get started? What about your teaching tool, and what made you decide to join in this field?
Well, all I needed to do was be at that hearing that they had, and just the thought of Claflin becoming a parking lot or an apartment building was something that I could not even imagine. And I remember going into school the first time, seeing how we had allowed it to be dilapidated. And I think we had allowed it to be that because not only the school system and the city have a responsibility, but citizens have a responsibility also. So we're asking citizens to step up to help us restore this school. I want to mention a couple of important dates that are coming up. We have had wonderful, brilliant people who have been working with us over the last year and a half. And on March the 31st at 6:30 p.m., we're going to have the first in a series of training workshops for committee members, for people who want to help us to work on restoring the school and preserving it. So it's important those who want to work are trained, that we'll be, that they understand the vision that we have for Claflin, that they will understand what we're asking them to do. And for those who are listening, we are asking that citizens will commit to giving us at least 4 hours a month, at least 4 hours a month, to help us do the work that's necessary, the speculative work as well as the operative work in restoring this school. Then on April the 2nd, that's next Saturday, we'll be having another training session at 11 a.m. And both these training sessions will be 1 hour and a half long, but they'll be conducted at the Prince Paul Mason's building on 6th Avenue, 18 6th Avenue, March 31st, 6:30 p.m. At the Masonic Temple, and April the 2nd at 11 a.m. We also want to remind citizens that we have a public meeting once a month. Every first Tuesday, we'll be having a public meeting where you can come and get information about our progress, understand the big picture. There is a bigger picture than just restoring this historic facility. As I said before, while we are restoring this building, we intend to have an impact on families. We want to employ and train returning citizens like veterans and ex-offenders and help to put folks in a place where they can move forward in their life. And there's an African term called Sankofa. Sankofa means looking back to move forward successfully.
Mm-hmm.
We just think about the history of Claflin. We have a rich history to look back on, a tremendous heritage that we need to move forward with. So we just want to encourage citizens to get involved. This is a community project.
Mm-hmm.
And
Let me ask you real quick, where is the public meeting going to be held on the first Tuesday in April?
The first Tuesday in April, and we will be announcing where that meeting will be held. Most of our meetings will be held at the Mildred Terry Library. We have to move it around because we can't monopolize that site. So we will be back at the Mildred Terry Library, but not this coming. We'll be posting where that meeting will be held, but we want people to put on their calendar the first Tuesday of every month at 5 o'clock p.m. The Friends of His Claflin will be meeting in a public meeting.
I just want the audience to also know that we post those times and dates and places on our Facebook page. You can look on Facebook for Friends of Claflin. I'm going to repeat what I said earlier in the show. You can contact us at friendsofclaflin@gmail.com, or you can call us at 706-405-4551. We're down to about 1 minute and 40 seconds. Getting ready to end the show. Mr. Jeffrey, can you give us some parting words? And thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us, and we want to ask your listeners to pray for Claflin, pray for this movement, but also donate. A lot of people have been saying they want to donate. The donations have been coming in sort of slow, so whatever you have that you contribute to Claflin, we need it and we need it now. And I thank Ms. Green for hosting this program. We are looking forward to it. Not just once a month. We hope that we will soon be doing it once a week. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And we're going to go ahead and end the show. We have about 50 seconds left. I want to say once again, you can go to the website to donate at www.friendsofclaflin.com. Thank you once again, Mr. Jesse. We'll be back in about a month. We'll be airing another show and bringing on another guest. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, and we'll see you. Have a good night, and have a happy evening. Thank you.